With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. The biggest reason coronavirus infections are soaring in the Midwest is not because residents don't understand the dangers of the virus or how to protect themselves. It's because many of them aren't that concerned. In much of the region, as in other pockets of the country, some look at statistics showing that most people quickly recover from the virus and question the severity of the illness. The perception, coupled with a lack of government mandates requiring masks and other safety precautions, is a huge concern for local public health officials. They worry that soaring caseloads will soon overwhelm their hospitals. Governor Kristi Noem has shown no signs of budging from her hands-off approach to the pandemic, but she is among a dwindling number of Midwest governors holding out against mask mandates. Noem also faces a death rate in the state that has risen to the highest in the nation this month. South Dakota has reported 219 deaths in November. That's about a third of all its deaths over the course of the entire pandemic. The governor's spokeswoman, Maggie Seidel, pushed back against arguments by public health experts that a mask mandate would dramatically reduce the spread of the virus. Sioux Falls council members who pushed for a coronavirus mask mandate that failed to pass last week plan to give it another try as the state continues to be a hotspot for COVID-19. The mask ordinance is on the agenda for the city council meeting today, as well as one that would place limits on the number of people allowed in local businesses. The mask ordinance is largely similar to the one that was voted down by Mayor Paul Tenhaken following a 4-4 tie on November 10th. The second ordinance would place restrictions on businesses similar to those that were in place in May before they were repealed. The number of COVID-19 cases in South Dakota universities has increased, but K-12 cases have remained steady since the beginning of the month. South Dakota colleges and universities reported 204 COVID cases last week. That's an increase of 47 from the previous report. Campuses have reported a total of 2,455 cases since mid-August. More than 89% of those cases have been students. K-12 schools reported 803 students and staff tested positive for the coronavirus last week. That matches the number of cases at the beginning of the month. At least one person in 325 different schools across South Dakota currently has COVID-19. Schools have reported more than 5,900 total infections statewide since the beginning of the school year. More than 70% of those are students. The South Dakota Department of Health says it's evaluating the medical marijuana measures passed by state voters. South Dakota passed both recreational and medical marijuana on election night. Proponents of medical marijuana say medical cannabis is needed because recreational marijuana is taxed. Melissa Mentley is the executive director of New Approach South Dakota, which backed initiated Measure 26, the strictly medical cannabis ballot question. Mentally says cannabis in the patient market can be a lot cheaper than buying for recreational use.
We have so many patients that are on fixed incomes or parents of disabled children, and cannabis as medicine is not covered by insurance, and it's not a cheap medicine to have. So with the medical program, we pass the taxes backwards instead of passing them forward to the patients. So medical products and products bought through the medical market have no tax on them.
Voters overwhelmingly approved the medical marijuana ballot question with 70% of votes. Prospective South Dakota patients must obtain a registration card from the State Department of Health. Recreational marijuana will get taxed at 15%. Both recreational and medical marijuana become legal on July 1st of 2021.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.